The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech Athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot Wings, Cool Times, and Great Pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, Hokies. Welcome to Tech Talk Live. John Laser alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup and head coach Justin Fuente. And before we get started this evening, clearly it's been a very difficult number of days here in Blacksburg and for the Virginia Tech program. We share your disappointment that this is not a game week and not Commonwealth Cup week. And unfortunately, coach, that's where we begin in just a second. But another issue today with the program, and we won't get into specifics, obviously, with the situation, nor can we. But I know that you view everyone in and around this program as your family and the guys on this team as your sons. I just wanted to get your thoughts on how difficult dealing with some of these things can be.
Well, unfortunately, sometimes we find ourselves dealing with situations that we don't want to be dealing with. And, you know, everyone in this is somebody's son or daughter and, you know, sister, brother, grandson, granddaughter, and it's just incredibly sad for everybody involved. You know, that's, you know, it's just those things that just breaks your heart and keeps you up at night and makes you question yourself and, you know, just a, boy, it's hard to put into words. It's just a really difficult situation and for everyone, you know, not for me, you know, obviously it is for me, but for other people involved, it's incredibly sad.
You know, last week when we were here, Coach, your comfort level was not very high as far as how things were going, COVID-related and whatnot, which eventually led to the cancellation of the game and all that sort of thing. Kind of walk us through your week last week, how difficult it was, and then ending up with the cancellation, and then ultimately your conversation with Bronco. You know, Saturday, you guys go way, way back.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically for the last 2 weeks, we've seen it trickle in to our program, and I've just been so incredibly proud of our players and our training staff and our coaches because, you know, when we brought our kids back in the summertime, we were full bore on trying to do a great job to defeat this thing, and we're doing that. And over the last couple of weeks, we saw it, you know, begin almost – every couple days or every day, just a little bit here, a little bit there. And, you know, I kind of expressed my concern a little bit and, you know, we just could never. And then finally it got to be where, you know, it was just a matter of safety is what it was. It had nothing to do with competitive advantage or disadvantage. You know, I understand, you know, what we're supposed to do and what we're dealing with. And it was incredibly disappointing for our players, for our coaches, that we weren't able to field a team, but the numbers expand pretty quickly when you start talking about not just positives, but you start contact tracing and retracing steps for those guys. It can expand, and you've got all these guys in different levels in their return to play. It's not like everybody comes back just on a Wednesday. It's not really how it works. So it became pretty apparent as we approached the weekend. We were preparing for our mock preparations for the first game. It became pretty apparent that we were not going to safely be able to play a football game. And, you know, I really, you know, the decisions lie within our medical people. And I think it's pretty, I think it's a testament to our leadership that we rely on them so heavily and what they deem to be, you know, playable conditions. And, you know, when the decision was finally made and I told the football team, they were very, you know, they had been kind of in their own zone there. And sometimes I'm not sure they knew quite where we were at just from a focus and a preparation standpoint, but we couldn't pull it off. So they were disappointed. I did call Bronco. We've just competed against each other so many times from when I was offensive coordinator at TCU and he was involved in the defense at BYU and the head coach, but involved in the defense at BYU to when I was at Memphis, we played them. And then obviously here in the Commonwealth, I just felt like it was, you know, what I should do, that I should pick up the phone and give him a call and just talk to him a little bit about, you know, the reasons behind where we were at and what we were forced to do.
Getting started here on Tech Talk Live tonight, and again, we know it's been a disappointing few days for you Hokie fans as we prepare to open the 2020 season, and had hoped that would be this week. We'll have much more on that, of course, with head coach Justin Fuente. We'll also get on the field, as it were, as the Hokies now having it announced. They will open on the 26th of September against NC State, 8 o'clock, a night game here in Blacksburg. Later on, Mike and I will have all the details as to how you can listen to that and all of our coverage that we will have between now and then. This is Tech Talk Live, just getting started on a Monday night with head coach Justin Fuente, presented by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Much more from Lane Stadium right after these.
Come satisfy all your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs today at First & Main, your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Get a quick start to your day by getting a morning workout at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Saki House, El Rodeo, or McLean's at First & Main. And if you're in the mood, you can stop by the only IMAX in the region and see a movie at Paragon Theaters. Follow First & Main on Facebook and Instagram for great deals. First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Purchasing a new home, remodeling your home, or looking to build? First Bank and Trust Company makes applying for a mortgage easy. Between our user-friendly online application and our one-on-one customer service, you'll find that securing financing for your home with us is simple. So make us your first choice for your financing needs. Contact me today, Tessa Wright, for help with your purchase, refinance, construction, or home improvement loan. 540-951-1656. Qualifications apply. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. FirstBank.com.
Receiver, single setback, snap to Perry, he'll rush just three, throw to the right, and it's knocked away Tisdale. From Tisdale. Wow. One more time for good measure. Say it with me. Hokies win in Miami.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Laser with more Tech Talk Live.
John Lazor, the Hall of Famer, Mike Burnup, head coach Justin Fuente, as Tech Talk Live continues from our radio booth in Lane Stadium, which is where we will be coming to you next Monday as well. And then again on the 26th as the Hokies get it going against NC State. 8 o'clock kick time, 6:30 airtime right here on the Virginia Tech Sports Network. Coach, you have talked many times throughout this process, you and I, all the way back in quarantine and on during voluntary workouts and into actually getting into camp, about your level of pride and the level of discipline the guys have taken and how seriously they have taken the pandemic and what was required of them to get on the field just to be back here in Blacksburg at all. I was a little disappointed this past weekend with some of the reaction, and I don't want to get into where that was coming from. But is it difficult for you as a coach when you know what the group of guys you have is and you know their level of discipline, and sometimes that is questioned by people that aren't in the know?
Well, certainly. I mean, you know, it's a popular thing to do now. I mean, Twitter is a cesspool for people to sit on the couch and you know, throw tomatoes at people. And it's just kind of the world we live in today, and you know, it's kind of gotten to that point where every time there is an event, it's a rush to grab your phone and weigh in on something as if you're an expert and know what's happening behind the scenes. But you know, to be honest with you, we absolutely do take that personal. You know, our kids have worked incredibly hard and been very diligent in this thing. We're in the middle of, you know, Blacksburg, and this area has turned into a top 20 hotspot for COVID right now. And, you know, we're all dealing with this. And, I mean, we are playing football in the middle of a pandemic, you know, is what we're trying to do. And so, you know, people are going to weigh in, and they're going to go ahead and say what they want to say. But I've tried to reconcile it with this. There's no better or worse opinions in the world now. People just have access to getting to put their opinions out there now. So what used to be said at the coffee pot now gets said at work, you know, around the water cooler, now gets said on their cell phone to whoever wants to listen. So, you know, that's part of what comes with it. But, you know, absolutely it bothers us, and we try not to put too much stock into it, but we certainly understand where it's coming from and how it's directed, and we absolutely take it personal.
Coach, how are you handling the stress of all this? I mean, when you think about it, it's 24/7, the emotional stress, the mental toll it's taken on you, the rest of the coaches, even the players, even though they know they can have a free pass out if they want, but they're here because they want to play. How are you handling all this?
Yeah, I know. Like, that's the interesting part, is they are volunteers right now. I mean, they want to go play football, and you know, practicing football is not the most enjoyable thing. You know, playing is fun, but all the stuff you do to get to play is not all that much fun. And what they've done is basically just practiced and done the stuff that's not incredibly enjoyable. But I don't know how I'm handling it. I hope people around me would say I'm handling it well. Like, I haven't twisted off, and I'm not running down the street in just my pajamas yet, you know. But certainly it's a weight that we all bear all the time. It never comes off, you know. You're sitting there. You think about, in order for us to play the next week, I mean, we still have 5 more test results to get back before we know what our roster will actually look like for the game. So there's a little bit of stress with all of that. I try to take it in stride the best that I can. We have good people around us. I think that's the important part. Good supportive people, whether that's, you know, for me personally, my wife at home and my kids and our staff. You know, our staff's worked really hard too, and you know, they're invested in these kids' futures and trying to help them to do the right thing. But I don't know. Like, I'm sure other people may tell you that I've handled it differently. I feel like I've done a decent job, but it's certainly always there. That's for sure.
Coach, you've told us that you had 3, and I believe we're up to about 5 now, long-term plans that you've crumpled up and thrown into the wastebasket. As you look at the next 12 days, I guess it is, until NC State, have you recognized that it's not going to be an even 12-day process? It's just going to have to be a wait-and-see approach over the next few?
Yeah, I basically tried my best to map out the players returning. You know, hopefully we'll be able to return to the field in some mode. I mean, I don't know that we'll ever practice the same way that we used to practice. I mean, when I say that, I mean this year. I made another tentative plan, tried to map out everybody's return, where everyone's at, and to hopefully, you know, maybe be able to return to the field for some limited work by the end of this week. We'll try to go through our mock stuff. There's not a lot of, you know, there's not a lot of physical activity involved in that, but there, I do think it's important that we run through everything before we go out and play, especially with some of the things that will be different this year. So my plan is to go through that stuff this weekend, and hopefully by next week we can turn our attention to NC State.
This is Tech Talk Live. The voice you were just hearing was head coach Justin Fuente. We've got him throughout the entire hour. We're here each and every Monday night coming to you this year, COVID style, socially distanced style, from the Lane Stadium home radio booth. TTL presented by Smithfield. On the way to your next tailgate, be sure to grab some of your Smithfield favorites. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. Much more Hokie football talk after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
When you're working your land, you need equipment that's as down-to-earth as a Hokie. Mead Tractor is your locally rooted John Deere dealer for riding lawn equipment, compact utility tractors, Gator utility vehicles, commercial worksite products, and more. A John Deere will hold up like Hokie stone and get all your chores done in time for you to catch every game. Get down-to-earth right down the road and shop seasonal discounts today at one of our nearby locations or at meadtractor.com.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey Hokies, want to know where to get the best barbecue in the NRV? It's a Blacksburg tradition, and it's top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, right downtown on College Avenue. Tots and Bots are serving up delicious ribs, brisket, pulled pork, boneless wings, and more. Open 6 days a week, come see why Tots and Bots is everyone's favorite place to be. And don't forget, we cater. Let us take care of your next party, team meal, or corporate event. Top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, a Blacksburg tradition.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
He's got pressure, but he's gunning it deep for Trey Turner, and he makes the catch on the run. It slips away at the 20 and streaks right down the middle of the field into the end zone. Touchdown, Virginia Tech Hokies, as Nick Grant got scorched by Turner for 61 yards.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Lazer.
This is Tech Talk Live. John Lazer with you alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup and head coach Justin Fuente, taking a listen back to some of the highest moments from the 2019 season. We now have a kick time for the opener of the 2020 season on the 26th, 8 o'clock. And Mikey, I can't wait to be back sitting in these seats with you then.
I know. It's going to be so odd for a night game, though, an Enter Sandman, and there's nobody here. That's going to be so bizarre. But, Coach, I was going to try to piggyback a little bit on there, maybe get you to explain a little bit more. You touched on it in that first segment. But all these kids that are in whatever stage they're in. Their timetables are all different. It's like a revolving door. I think our listeners probably would like to hear the explanation of that, how that works. You know, you got kids that are in this part of the protocol, and some are here, some are there. And it's not like they're going to all come back at once and everything's going to be fine.
No, it's not. And I'll do my best to try to explain it. But you've got really, you've got two groups. You've got the symptomatic or positive test. So basically, if you're positive, you are basically 10 plus one. And we also have to get an echo on your heart. So sometimes that delays your return a little bit because getting those scheduled and that sort of stuff, there's, as you can imagine, there's a lot of pressure on the medical community, not just here in Blacksburg, but across the country. So those things aren't always just snap your fingers and go. So if a guy is positive, it's 10 plus one from his symptom date. If he's asymptomatic, it's just 10 plus one. But sometimes that drags on because we have to get the heart work done and the labs done before we return him out there to play. If you are in contact tracing, so if you're around somebody that was positive, you get caught up in contact tracing. And that is, assuming you don't get sick, assuming you don't test positive, that is 2 weeks. So that's 2 weeks on the shelf, removed from the football team. So you can see how it could get pretty big,
pretty quick.
You know, pretty quickly those numbers can get pretty large, and get out of hand. That's essentially how it works. Now, if you are positive, you do not have to test. You do not get tested again. You have 90 days. So you have, you know, basically 3 months of, how do you want to term it, but 3 months where you should be good to go, for the rest of those 90 days.
Yeah, 3 months of immunity at the moment is what the medical community is telling us. Foo, we heard Whit Babcock, he was speaking to the media, but also spoke to us on Saturday morning talking about how he's still steadfast, Virginia Tech Athletics is still steadfast in the plan, obviously, to play this fall. You're right in the middle of all of this, and I imagine you're of the same mindset.
Well, absolutely. So our players want to go and want to find a way to get this done, and they've spend a tremendous amount of time and energy on it. I know there's a lot of different conflicting viewpoints on what we're dealing with. We feel like we're a little bit caught in the middle of all of that, you know, in terms of, how regionalized it has been, whether it's been politically or who's been the sickest or who's had the highest numbers and all those things. Everybody knows that they certainly don't need me to relive, but I do our kids do want to play, and I know that we are committed to finding a way to get this thing done.
Coach, you mentioned having that mock weekend and whatnot. Is it going to be a little bit different and maybe easier somewhat because there will be no fans here, and the noise level will be so much different? You can literally probably get the punt team ready or whatever, and just talk about the scenarios that you go through on a mock game day for these guys that maybe haven't seen it before, obviously.
Well, I don't know what it's going to look like. I think it's going to look like our scrimmage, you know. But they did extend the sideline, so we get all the way to the 15-yard line for the player boxes, which is going to add some more space in there for guys to space out and move with the ball. And then when the ball's down in the red zone, we'll still be a little bit closer to the action as opposed to being, 30 yards away from it, which I think is going to be interesting. I do think there's going to be times when you can hear. I read somewhere there's an NFL game, and I think it was the home offensive team was saying that they could hear every check that the opposing defensive team was making. And, you know, now hearing it and knowing what it means may be two different things, but I do think there's going to be a little bit of a communication deal. The artificial crowd noise and that sort of stuff will hopefully add a little bit of ambiance to what's going on. Our mock weekend, we basically just take all of our meetings that we do leading up to a game. I want everybody on game week to know exactly where they're supposed to be, what they're supposed to be doing, how they're supposed to be dressed, and what their demeanor is supposed to be like. So they're not worried about that. They're just worried about getting ready to go play. So we have a scripted game, and we just go in helmets. But it helps us with the substitution and the order of operations. You always have new coaches and new GAs, and we put our coaches up top, and you know we work the substitutions and the scripts and all that sort of stuff. But we work the halftime procedure and post-game procedure and all those things, just so we all know exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
Hokie fans will remember the last time the NC State Wolfpack were here inside Lane Stadium. That game was also delayed. It was in a much pre-COVID environment, though, just delayed under an hour due to lightning. However, on the other side, we will look at the first meeting between the Hokies and the Wolfpack since the arrival of head coach Justin Fuente. He's with us as we do that. Tech Talk Live continues across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Meet Smithfield. Meet sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meet in Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bull and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
English Meadows is the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics, providing care in Virginia since 2008. We believe that seniors should never live or feel alone, and our caregivers are ready to assist you in all of your daily needs. With 8 campuses across the Commonwealth, stretching from Abingdon to Warrenton, to Louisa, to Bedford, and 2 campuses in the New River Valley, English Meadows is here to care for you and your Hokie family. Visit WeLoveOurResidents.com today. Go Hokies!
Shotgun snap to Pickett. 6-man rush from the Hokies. Ashby draws a beat. It's a fumble. Ball is fumbled. It is rolling free. It is picked up by Pollard. Touchdown, Virginia Tech Hokies.
The latest Virginia Tech football news straight from the source. You're listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Once again, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live continues from the home radio booth here inside Lane Stadium, where we'll be coming to you on the night of September 26th. Hokies and Wolfpack for the first time since 2015. I bring back in my broadcast partner, my good buddy and Hall of Famer, Mike Burnup. I was teasing it there, Mikey, going to break, but you remember that night. It was the last season for head coach Frank Beamer. It was a Friday night, and back then we thought lightning was about the biggest delay we could get.
Yeah, no kidding. That was kind of crazy, wasn't it? And the Hokies were down some players and kind of got delayed a little bit, but they came out with the win, and everything was good after that start, after we finally got going there, Lace. But memorable night.
Yes, it was.
And Friday night, you know, people were thinking about high school football. It wasn't real popular to play that night, I'll say that.
No, it wasn't. But it was after the game. Hokies kind of stomped the Wolfpack that night. Foo, as it is in the ACC when you're cross-division, even though there aren't divisions this year, you won't play certain teams for years, and the Hokies have not played the Wolfpack. How far had you gotten into your assessment of NC State before it was announced that you weren't opening with them, before it was announced that you are again now opening with them?
I was going to say, which time did we start the game plan? Our first opponent, was it when we thought we were opening with Liberty? Or so we got pretty far down the road, you know? I mean, it seems like that was like, I don't know, 9 or 10 months ago, but we'd gotten pretty far down the road. So they play this week. They play Wake, if I'm not mistaken.
Right,
so
Saturday night.
We'll have a little bit of new film on there. They've got a new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator. So hopefully we can get we feel like we had a good handle on what we may see. Now we'll get a chance to take a look at it on Saturday too.
You get to watch that and then kind of hone in on them next week with the guys a little bit more detail, right?
Yeah, that's what we hope to do. You know, I mean, we'll begin. I mean, we've done plenty of work on what we've got, but, you know, that one game film will be important to either verify or cross out things that you thought you were going to see. And then, you know, but the benefit to them is they get a chance to get some of the kinks worked out, right? So you see, sure, you see what happens in the first week of the season across the country. There's sometimes huge mistakes are made that cost teams ball games, and a lot of times they can get those things fixed by the second week.
A lot of respect, I know, throughout the profession for the job that Coach Doran has done in Raleigh, coming off a season, Coach, where they lost quite a bit of personnel, not only during the course of the year, but prior to the year, a relatively inexperienced team. Many expect them to be vastly improved this year. Do you have a preliminary assessment of how you viewed them?
Oh, I'm sure they will be. You know, I know that on the defensive line, they'll be pretty talented. You know, we've recruited several of those guys, and I thought they were really, really good players coming out of high school, and now they're there. I think they're pretty productive. So, I would imagine, you know, they finished the year. I don't know if it was exactly, John, you may know, four or five. They lost four or five games in a row there to finish the year, but really depleted in the defensive secondary, playing a young quarterback. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that. I would anticipate they'll be much improved over the way they finished last season.
Do you care that it's an 8 o'clock game? Would you have liked it to have been earlier? Now you got to wait around all day. Does it matter?
I don't know. I've thought about it, actually. Like, what does that mean for our Friday test?
More time.
Yeah, does that mean we get our Friday COVID test back earlier and we have more time to go to the bullpen if we need somebody to pull off the street? I don't know. Whatever's fine. I want to make it to the game and get to play. I can tell you that much.
Well, it's like when you used to go to the doctor when you were a kid. You might have time for ice cream or something. That's what my parents used to take. And that's what NC State basketball does after road victory. Six consecutive losses, actually, to end the season last year for NC State. They come to Lane Stadium in 12 days, September 26th, 8 o'clock kickoff. Mike and I and the rest of our gang will be back together for the first time and on the air at 6:30. That was Are You Ready for Game Day? Brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating at Lane Stadium or following the Hokies at home. You're following Tech Talk Live tonight. We get Coach Fu's thoughts on football that did transpire this past weekend around the ACC. That's straight ahead. This is TTL.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Hooker in the guts.
Second and seven for the Miami 13. Four-man rush, another rusher. Leighton Hooker takes off on the ground again. Sprints out right. There's nobody home. Angling to the end zone. Touchdown, Hendon Hooker.
It's Monday night, and you're dialed in to Tech Talk Live. Presented by First and Main. For the latest Hokie scoop, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College and all new for 2020, streaming live on the Virginia Tech Athletics Facebook page, which allows us to do cool stuff like product placement. Thanks to our friends at Coca-Cola and Diet Coke. There you go, Kyler Pilling. There is your product placement.
Are you showing off up there?
Yeah,
I'm taking
a swig of Diet Coke. Fans, though, will be able to do that, Mike. They're going to be able to see inside the booth this year. We've got behind-the-mic booth cam. So if you've ever wondered what has actually transpired, how things get broken, all that type of stuff, we will have that for you starting on September 26th right here on the Virginia Tech Athletics Facebook page as well. Justin Fuente is with us. Coach, you were not scheduled to play, at least over the last couple of weeks. Last Saturday, there were a number of teams in the ACC that did play. How much were you able to see, and did you have takeaways from it?
Oh, I watched a few of the games. You know, I watched the Georgia Tech-Florida State game, and, Florida State's just struggling on the offensive line. It's been the story for them the last several years. You know, they just haven't been able to. They look really good in every other spot, but they just struggle so bad on the offensive line. Big win for Georgia Tech in the opener. I watched a little bit of the Clemson-Wake Forest game. Then I watched a little bit of North Carolina and Syracuse. But I flipped it around. Like, I'm I'll see all those games. Like, I'm a big fan of two things. I'm a big fan of watching the games that are close. So I'll flip it around or change the channel. So unfortunately for the Big 12, I saw several of the Big 12 games because they had a rough weekend. And then we're always looking for situational things. So it's pretty cool whenever I'm watching a game. I'll get constant texts from the assistant coaches or our equipment managers, from Josh Bost in video, from everybody in the program. If they see a situation that comes up in a game where somebody messes it up or does it or does something really, really cool and unique that we're going to show the team, I get those texts and we compile them all and show them to the team so we can talk about situational football.
Yeah, I'd say your vault is probably growing now because all this more time you've had, everybody's had to watch football, so you're seeing some crazy, goofy plays. So, yeah, you might touch on that. But how about the rule changes this year? Because I know there's some, and one you've been advocating for a long, long time. If there's a targeting penalty, you don't have to leave the field. You can actually stay on the sideline. Just talk about that, maybe some of the other ones.
Yeah, in my opinion, that's a good penalty. I mean, not a good penalty, a good rule. There's just some, there's just, and again, we are trying to legislate safety, and I do think it's had a positive impact on the college game. But no matter what you do, there's still going to be inadvertent ejections. Meaning guys that did not mean to do it that end up getting ejected and for targeting. And you know, as coaches, we always felt like it was kind of a bad look to trot the guy off through the tunnel. I mean, it was kind of like a walk of shame there that they had to go through to go back to the tunnel on for really good kids that were just playing hard that. You know, we don't ever see those vicious plays anymore. I mean, you don't see those guys launch it at people's heads. That's been legislated out of the game. So I think it's a good rule that those guys come over to the sidelines and watch with their teammates and cheer their teammates on. Obviously, they still can't play. Now, if you get thrown out for fighting or two personal fouls, then you have to take the walk of shame, which I'm good with. I think that's fine. So the clarification on that, they've got a couple little rules, one with the snapper. You can't even align in the shoulders of the snapper on kicking plays. So it used to be you weren't allowed to blast him until he got or block him or engage with him until he got his head up or had a full one count. That rule is still in place, but the change to this is they do not even want you to align in his shoulders. So if his feet are really wide, you can be aligned on his feet, but you can't be aligned in his shoulder. So there's a couple other little ones that, you know, this wasn't a huge year for new rules like it was last year.
To be clear, they haven't officially named it the Walk of Shame rule, but we have advocated for that to be the case because you're watching Terrell Edmunds play on Monday Night Football right now, and that's the one that I remember at Duke where he had to walk about 300 yards to the visiting locker room.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, well, if it's not called it should be. So we can just start that going right now. But you're right. I mean, that's a perfect example of just in it, and those things are going to happen. And I do think the rule they put in last year where all elements of targeting must be confirmed in order to remove the guy from the game, I think that was positive as well. I think we're moving in the right direction. I've long advocated for flagrant one, flagrant two, in terms of ejection for targeting. That's never gotten a lot of traction. I think a lot of coaches like it, but I also understand the reservation to go that to make that leap. But I also think we're tweaking and perfecting that rule to help make it safer.
We have reached the juncture on the show that people eagerly anticipate each and every week. And despite recent events, we are going to have fun with Foo because it's now mandated that we do because we have a new slickly produced bumper to bring in that segment. Ooh. You won't want to miss it. We call that a cliffhanger in the business. More Tech Talk Live right after this.
It's finally college football season, and you know what that means. Watch parties, food, drinks, and cheers to football. But before you head out, you need a game plan for a safe and sober ride. It's simple. Whether you call a taxi, find an Uber, Lyft, or simply have a designated driver, a solid game plan is key. So now the only question is, what's yours? Have a game plan today for a sober driver, and always buckle up.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a football win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
During the past year, we've all had significant changes in our lives, from the way we work, to the way we learn, even to the way we play. I'm Kevin Hall, director of the Virginia Lottery. Innovation is essential to our mission. We now offer many of our games online. So whether you visit your local lottery retailer or play from your mobile device or computer, take a moment to remember what the Virginia Lottery is really all about, helping Virginia's public schools.
The Virginia Lottery, good fun for a great cause.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. It's time to undo the top button on your polo and throw away the playbook. Let's take a break from football and have some fun with Foo. Here's the man with the tough questions, John Laser.
Oh,
nice bumper.
I think the bumper speaks for itself. Yeah. It took us a number of years, but our man Paul Roper got that put together.
Roper
Dopey
did
week.
That? We'll have to give him a shout-out.
Yeah. I just did. That's the only shout-out he gets. He's too lazy to produce the show.
What was it? Unbutton
your polo?
Unbutton the top button on your polo and throw away the playbook.
Yeah,
we do that before we even begin the show. I've got my sunglasses dangling up here. All right, we'll start off fun with Foo this way. Foo, of all the things that that will go away due to COVID, how much will you miss the halftime interview on the field with Wes McElroy?
We're not doing that anymore.
They won't allow him to be within a mile.
That is the best thing ever.
Goes back to the
Andrew feeds
days.
Wes those questions? They're the worst questions ever.
Andrew did.
Yeah, Andrew, yeah. Wes is the only one better than Andrew, I guess, but I like those guys. I know they don't like asking me those questions. Well, sometimes they probably do, but if it's not going very well, I know they don't. Now, they kind of apologize ahead of time, you know, like off the mic if things aren't going well. But
the only one that I think ever got you to laugh while trailing was at the Military Bowl against Cincinnati when Andrew asked, when we had some injuries, coach, have we gotten to the point that you need me to suit up?
Yeah, I remember that. Long day.
Oh, my gosh, that was so brutal.
Yeah.
We didn't have anybody left. I mean, it was – anyway.
All right, that's not fun with food.
No, okay.
Let's change gears.
Let's do change. How about last week? This is not much fun either, but I know the girls, the three C's, they're all excited about going to school last week, and then you get the word that Cecilia, the oldest, has to go back home for 2 weeks. How crushing was that for her and for the parents?
Well, like, it was bad. So we sit down to dinner, and Jenny's phone rings. You know, the school, they're not going to call me. So they they call Jen with the recorded number, and she doesn't think anything of it. She puts it on speakerphone. So we're just sitting there. I mean, we don't talk at the phone. I would talk on the phone at the dinner table, but this was the number from the school, so she went ahead and answered it and turned it on. And the recorded voice said, you know, we're closing down for 2 weeks. And Cecilia just burst into tears. Then Jenny was crying. I don't know if she was crying because Cecilia was crying or she was crying because Cecilia is now home for two more weeks. But it was pretty sad, you know. Like, you know, we all know what it's like in middle school, or we can remember back then. I mean, it's just a hard time. You're not an elementary school kid, and you're not a high school kid yet, and you're trying to figure all that out, and you just want to go hang out with your friends and go to school like normal kids. And hopefully after this 2 week period, they'll get back into it. But it was kind of depressing, to be honest with you. It was pretty sad.
Kind of fits with the way everything else is going.
Yeah, it's kind of par for the course right now.
Yeah, this is the worst fun with food we've ever had.
Other really fun things you guys want to talk about today?
I've got one for you. We had memories of an injury-depleted bowl loss and tears for a young...
You guys are a blast.
All right, here we go. I did want to get your thoughts on this because people can't see behind the scenes, but she's been doing a phenomenal job the first 2 weeks. The producer of our live stream is actually my wife, Renee Laser, who has a television background in foo. We've joked a bit at some of the Jenny dynamics. A pickleball court comes to mind at some of our Hokie Club events. I wanted to get your assessment at how this working relationship has gone the first 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, thus far, I would say it's been an A+, but where's a long season? And I can see Renee eventually getting a short fuse with you. And I just want to make sure that I'm here to see it whenever it happens.
You will be.
I'll give you another one that's kind of been through the grapevine. I heard is that since you've been home so much and you've had so much time, you've been watching some cooking shows, I understand, or some grilling shows. Is that true?
Well, I've been trying to do something in the evening time, you know. It's like, so I get on there and try and mess up some meat or something like that. I'll get on there and try and cook a little bit in the outdoors. And I tell you what's pretty fun is Cecilia likes it. So she gets out there and helps me. She's kind of my assistant. I'm not very good at it, but I kind of enjoy it and kind of gets me. I do enjoy being outside. You know, for me, like sitting inside, being outside, and of course now the weather is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But you know, being outside and starting a fire, there's something kind of cool about having a fire.
Last one for head coach Justin Fuente. We release him for the week. We're having fun with foo, and he'll be back with us next week. It'll be a game week for NC State. Coach, around my apartment and in our office, we've kind of just boiled everything down over the last 8 months to a simple expression, and we just go 2020 when something happens. Do you guys have anything like that for the coaching staff that you can put on air?
That's a great question, John.
Thank you.
Best question you've ever asked.
Wow, it sounded a lot like my friend Buzz Williams.
We do. So, long story short, we had a guest a guest speaker, come visit the team. Actually, Tony brought him in, a former Navy SEAL. And if I'm pressed for time, let me know, John. I'll get to it quickly. But I found out he was coming to talk to the wrestling team. We were in the middle of fall camp. I said, Tony, please just give me 10 minutes with him. Like, let's put him in front of the team. Let's just, if you can spare 10 minutes. Of course, Tony's awesome. He says, no problem. So I bring him on after practice. He talks to the team a little bit. And then I turn into fanboy mode. So I've got him, and I'm talking to him. I'm asking him question after question after question after question. And I finally said, so tell me about training. You know, like, you know, you're in the Navy SEAL. You know, eventually he was in SEAL Team 6. Like, you're the elite of the elite. All these people quit along the way. How did you do it? How did you make it? And he basically said, in short, Justin, if you look at all the training that we have to do, like, it's overwhelming. But if you just focus on making it to breakfast, yeah, and then when you get to breakfast, try and make it to lunch. And if you make it to lunch, try and make it to dinner. He said, then you'll be all right. That's all I tried to do. He said, I just tried to make it to breakfast. And so for us now, that's all we say. Just make it to breakfast. If it's messed up or things change or whatever, let's just focus and make it to breakfast. So that's kind of become the slogan for the coaching staff, is just make it to breakfast.
That is a great story and a great place to end for the week, Coach. And I know it's been a trying number of days and number of weeks, actually. So we end by telling you thanks as always. And as always, we're with you here in this booth and, of course, throughout Hokie Nation, my man.
Well, I appreciate it. And we'll just try and make it to breakfast.
That's exactly right. Well, right now we're just going to try to make it to post-show Bud Lights, but that's me and Mike's problem. He's Coach Justin Fuente. We love him. He joins us each and every Monday. He'll be back with us next week. It will be a game week. Mike and I will shuffle the deck again as to when our air time will be and when kick time will be from Lane Stadium here in Blacksburg. Final broadcast details and the conclusion of Tech Talk Live is straight ahead after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meat and Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
From your hometown to college campus and everywhere in between, First Bank and Trust Company has you covered. Roadside assistance if you get a flat? Check. Car control in case you lose your debit card? Check. Rewards just for banking with us? Check. Easy-to-use mobile banking app? Yes, that too. And best of all, it's free. Open an account online at firstbank.com in less than 15 minutes or visit your local First Bank and Trust office to learn more. $50 opening deposit required. Member FDIC.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from the home radio booth here inside Lane Stadium. Once again, our thanks to head coach Justin Fuente. And Mike, as I mentioned at the top of the show, there's really no way to sugarcoat the past few days. It's been disappointing. It's been frustrating because we're all huge fans of football and we're all huge fans of beating Virginia. We were looking forward to getting football and getting the Commonwealth Cup back. We have to wait a few more weeks, maybe a couple more months until that is the case. But also to echo what Coach was saying, and I said it over the course of the weekend, I was disappointed in the reaction I heard in some places towards a group of guys that I know to be exceptionally disciplined and a phenomenal representation of Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lays. I mean, but you're always going to have that. I mean, that's just like Fu was talking about. You know, there's those people out there that can hide behind the Twitter symbols and signs and whatnot and kind of say whatever they want. And, you know, that's just the way it is in this day, in this world we live in now. So it was disappointing. I know these kids have worked really, really hard. And being an ex-player myself, I mean, all you want to do is go play. I mean, there's nobody more disappointed than they are. And, that meeting Saturday morning just had to be excruciating, just learning that here you are, you're thinking you're getting ready for the Commonwealth Cup, trying to get it back, and then all of a sudden game's postponed again. So I know it's disappointing, and hopefully everybody's on the right track, and they'll get it all straightened out.
Well, Mike, I had an idea for you. Now we know it's going to be a night game here on the 26th against NC State, an 8 o'clock kick. It will be dark here at Lane Stadium like it is now. We won't have the fans that we have. I wanted to maybe bring back one of my minor league baseball ideas when that was the case. We used to have like a disco ball, and we'd have some of those like lava lamps up here, and we just kind of got a vibe going of a party mentality. Do you think we can do that for...
We could probably put it next door since they're not coming,
that's
right?
That's right. All right. Well, that means it's the end of Tech Talk Live for the night. It's good to laugh a little bit, good to smile a little bit. And as Coach Fu said, we'll get there, Hokies. We will. Just strap it up and finally go on the 26th against NC State. First meeting for Coach Fuente against Dave Dorn and the Wolfpack. We'll be on the air at 6:30, but between now and then, Tech Talk Live comes your way again. Next Monday, the 21st, we'll start again at 7 o'clock across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. We thank Mike Mirabito doing a phenomenal job as our producer tonight. As always, we save our biggest thanks for you and for last. Thanks for being with us, and thanks as always for being Hokies.
Come satisfy all your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs today at First & Main, your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Get a quick start to your day by getting a morning workout at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Saki House, El Rodeo, or McLean's at First & Main. And if you're in the mood, you can stop by the only IMAX in the region and see a movie at Paragon Theaters. Follow First & Main on Facebook and Instagram for great deals. First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First & Main. Join us each Monday night throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa playsets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.